West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. Now, the HMAS Strawn, it actually visited Strawn in 1945. And there's a wonderful letter from someone on board that said, look, the harbour into Strawn is reputed to be one of the trickiest in Australia, and yet we were lucky enough to run into a small merchant ship going there, so he just followed her in. I'm going to talk about that letter and more, but also about the Navy, some personnel visiting Strawn on November 15th. But to find out more, the State President of the Naval Association of Australia Tasmania Section is Brian Ellis. Brian, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good to talk to you. This is very historic because the 75th anniversary of the visit by the corvette HMAS Strawn to Strawn. I mean, the ship sailed into the harbour and berthed alongside the wharf 14 November 1945 and then departed on the 20th. And obviously, it'd be nice to get some personnel back, and you're getting them back November 15th, which is Sunday, Anzac Park near the cannon there, and I'll mention this again shortly, so that the Navy personnel will be there and we can remember the visit of that corvette, the HMAS Strawn.
That's what it's all about, Mike. Yes, we'll do a little dedication ceremony, similar to an Anzac Day ceremony, with a bugler doing the last post and maybe a couple of hymns. And, yeah, it should be great. I think it's the 75th anniversary. I'd never heard of this visitation, so it's all new to me. And when I was approached to have a look at organising something, I jumped at it. But, it all stemmed from a woman who, she's a widow of the gentleman that actually wrote that letter that you quoted from, Midshipman Whiteman. He was on board the ship when it actually entered the harbour.
I'll continue a bit more from it, Brian, if you don't mind. It says, now for the arrival, this is a quote from the letter, now for the arrival, talk about returning heroes. All the school children lined the cliffs above the wharf, and everyone, including the two dogs, were down at the wharf. It was the first time a warship, not battleship, we were later referred to as, of any kind, has even visited Strawn. And another part, it says, all their main street was decked out in red, white and blue streamers, flags, etc. We could see there was some fun awaiting us, and Strawn, remember this is a letter I'm quoting from back in 1945, says Strawn has a population of 450 with about 120 school children. Then it goes on, Brian, to say, next morning at 9:30 we left for Queenstown, 26 miles away, which is the nearest town to Mount Lyell Mines with a population of 4,500 and once again 11 to 1,200 school children. The train trip there is about the prettiest I've ever seen, especially in a Tasmanian train, for all the world like an overgrown toy. And the letter continues, it's a wonderful letter, isn't it, Brian?
It is absolutely magnificent. It really is. It describes everything. Evidently, he was a prolific writer of letters home to his parents while he was serving during the war. And yes, this just shows how good a letter writer is. He keeps you interested in every little line.
Oh, look, there's so much more about. I mean, it says, I must have omitted to tell you of the magnificent fighting record of HMAS Strawn. And then, of course, there were speeches. He also mentions that everyone must have stopped work and also another half holiday for the schools. But look, it's very informative. But I think what we need to be aware of, it's 75 years, the 75th anniversary of the corvette HMAS Strawn into the town of Strawn. And so, and 14th of November 1945. So the 15th this year is a Sunday at Anzac Park. It's near the cannon there, which, by the way, that cannon comes from where, Brian?
It was captured from the Japanese and presented by the ship to the township of Strawn 75 years ago.
And also, tell me about the ship's bell.
The ship's bell is situated at the local primary school, and the headmistress, Emma, has kindly offered to open up the school and allow the widow of the midshipman that was on that actually wrote the letter to go and view the bell. which is rather wonderful, and get some photos taken.
Gee, look, what lovely memories, and something we need to support tremendously. And Brian, well done. So November 15th, Sunday, Anzac Park, near the cannon in Strawn. Navy personnel will be there. They'll be obviously celebrating the fact that it's been 75 years since the visit of the Corvette HMAS Strawn to the town of Strawn. Brian Ellis, State President, Naval Association of Australia, Tasmania Section. Gee, it's good to talk to you, Brian. And what a wonderful, wonderful event.
Thanks, Mike. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope the people of Strawn can get behind it. I know the kids are, the primary school, doing a project on it, and hopefully we'll see all the posters at the school when we get up there to visit the bell. So it's I'm getting pretty excited about it. 75 years, it's never happened before, and it hasn't happened since that a warship has sailed into Strawn, so something to celebrate.